Karel Čapek is one of the few Czech writers whose work has transcended borders. Although he died prematurely, aged 48, during the dire year of 1938, in the course of his short lifetime he wrote over 20 prosaic works, as well as several plays and travel books. Many of these have been translated into English, and our guest in this edition of One on One is Norma Komrada, an American who translated several of Čapek's collections of short stories and his 1938 play The Mother. I met Ms. Komrada at a most appropriate venue, Karel Čapek's study on the top floor of his former villa in the Prague area of Vinohrady. This was my first visit to his retreat, but has Ms. Komrada ever been here before?
Yes, several times, but not since the death of Olga Scheinpflugova's brother, Karel Scheinpflug, who lived here at the time with his wife. It was during the 1970s when I did most of my visiting here, and the early 80s. And the last time was just after the Velvet Revolution, and only Pani Reitmanova, Scheinpflug's widow, was here at the time.
Do you personally have any Czech connection, or how did you get around to translating Karel Čapek and studying Czech?
I've always liked languages. In high school in America, in Los Angeles, where I grew up, I was a Latin major in high school, and I thought other languages were wonderful. And I did a little bit of French in college. And then along comes marriage, work, children, and no money. And so there was no chance to continue my education after a bachelor's degree. However, the university in the town where I've lived now for, 50 years, University of Oregon, in Eugene, Oregon, then there was a night school. And I did have the money for night school. I didn't know any Slavic languages, and here they were offering a class in first-year Czech. So every Wednesday night for that entire year, I went down the street to the university and took the Czech class.
Who was your teacher? There must have been some kind of personality who left Czechoslovakia.
Of course, and his name was Leopold Pospíšil from Olomouc. He was a lawyer and owned a chocolate factory. And when he came to the United States, he had his degrees were worth nothing, of course. But he did teach that class in Czech. By the end of the year, there were only five of us left. And one evening he said, for my homework, I was to translate the first chapter of this book. And it was Čapek's Letters from England, Anglické listy. And of course, I was totally incompetent at it. But I loved the process of translation. And because Pospíšil and his wife lived nearby, then sometimes I would translate something just for the fun of it after class was over and done with, and take it over, and his wife would make marvelous coffee, and we would argue. And they would always be short things because I was working, raising a family and all. And so journalism. And once he gave me the book Nabžehudnu, which hasn't been translated into English yet, but I've translated practically all of the work that is not specifically narrowly Czech, so that an English-speaking audience would enjoy and understand. And then I did Matka, mostly short things, the povídky, the pocket tales, and the play The Mother, and the both Karel and Josef collaborated on an early play, The Fateful Game of Love, and I've translated that too.
The pocket tales, they're probably today the most popular book by Karel Čapek. Some other works that are also highly regarded even today include the three novels, Hordu bal, Povětroň, and Obyčejný život. Have you translated these, or have you been tempted to translate them?
Yes, I've been tempted, but I have many other things happening in my life, and I'm very, very slow at translation, very slow. And when I'm over here visiting in the Czech Republic, I prefer to sit and listen instead of trying to think, oh dear, what declension is this in, and is it male or female or neuter, and so on. So I listen to how people use the language, and it just goes slowly for me. So whatever if I were to do the trilogy, it would take a long time. My publisher brought out the trilogy in the early English language translation from the 30s, And it's okay. It just seems to me it's dated now. Some of the earlier translations, I thought that, well, the Gardener's Year is always being reproduced, reissued in America and probably England too. And I thought the old translation of that was fine. I wouldn't do it. What I really, really, really want to do and needs doing by someone who knows English as a first language is Dashenka. Yes. And then I would like to do another play. I was doing this as a hobby. Sometimes a long time would go by and I wouldn't do anything. And then I began work at the university down the street, and there came into contact with people in Slavic studies and was encouraged to give a paper about Čapek at a Slavics conference. So I did. And you know that since he wrote about anything, it doesn't really matter what the panel discussion is, what the topic is. Čapek wrote about it, okay? And so I did a number of papers, and then I did a number of papers at conferences and then articles. And then for Slavics conferences, I organized a Čapek panel. And then at the next level, other level, the International Slavics Conference, that was in 1990. And then I thought, okay, now everybody should know. Everybody in the field, the Slavics field. And I don't have to do this anymore. But I do sometimes. I do when somebody writes something that is incorrect. Most people, I think, assume that Karel Čapek gave us the word robot. Well, he didn't. Josef, his brother, is the one who suggested that word. I've translated that particular newspaper article. When Karel Čapek set out to correct the record, he did it in an article for Lidové noviny in mid-30s. And he said, time has come to tell the real. I did not invent this word. My brother did.
Where do you look to find what he meant when he was referring to all the details and the everyday reality of the early 20th century? You know, where do you look for reference?
Well, you have to remember, I'm from an earlier part of the 20th century, too. I was born in the early 1930s. And so I have a bit of a feel for that. And I love reading history. I love to read about the First Republic. And since I've begun doing Čapek seriously and giving lectures and talks, then I have to know. And this is what I mostly study, is the interwar First Republic of Czechoslovakia, but then previous history too, because Čapek was so knowledgeable about that. And the language of the times and the changes in the language and the strong feelings that Czech people have about different times and places and people in history. I have to have a sense of that. I don't claim to be an expert, but I better know what I'm talking about when I'm talking.
As you said, Karel Čapek is unjustly credited with coining the word robot. But besides that, is he known? Is he a known author in the United States today?
What can I say? Yes, by some people. When I was in college in the 1950s, Čapek's Rossum's Universal Robots, RUR, was in the text for European theater. And everybody in my class read it, and probably a lot of other people too, in college and university or high school. That happens less now.